There is another way to learn. Where questions open doorways, where wonder leads us home, where every heart remembers the wisdom it has known. All learning reimagined, where passion meets possibility. With Teresa Songbird, come explore what learning can be. For parents, teachers, seekers, and dreamers, learning comes alive.
G'day and welcome to All Learning Reimagined. I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you a little ray of sunshine as together we're reimagining the future of education, one inspired story at a time. Welcome back, everybody. It's so lovely to have you here again. And for any new listeners, you are most welcome to this beautiful space and this beautiful conversation. We're actually in the middle of a series right now. We're on to episode 6 of 9 on embodied intelligence. And we've covered quite a few things over the last few weeks. We've looked at safety in the body. We've looked at our fascia and movement and how that affects learning. The body remembers life. So we've looked at memory. We've looked at coherence and resonance. And today we're going to explore expansion. So if you're interested in going back and listening to any of the other episodes, you can always go to bbsradio.com/all learning reimagined. You'll find all the archive shows there. There are hundreds of them. They're only half an hour each, so they're very bite-sized, deliberately so that they're easy to fit into people's day to be able to learn in little micro practices in small chunks. I feel that's a really good way to explore new topics. And of course, I write an article each week that aligns to the topic of the week. And most of the articles, I would say 99% of the articles, have activities or suggestions or micro practices that you're invited to play with, explore, make it your own, adapt it, and use it either with yourself or with others around you who are learning of any age, whether you're, you know, 5 years old, 8 or 80, it doesn't really matter. So that's the big picture. But let's get started today. I just love this word, expansion. You know, expanding capacity. Expansion feels really good in the body. So when we're talking about embodied intelligence, it's also being in tune with yourself and how your own body is communicating with you. Because your body's always communicating with you, it's just, are we too distracted to notice what it's saying? And it's listening to the words that we say and use. So it's really important to be aware of the words that we're using, even if it's singing words in a song. If you're singing words that have messages in them that are not necessarily positive for the body, your body is still listening. It does not know the difference. But coming back to expansion, oh, this is so exciting. What I would like to explore is how can we expand safely without feeling like it is overwhelming? Now, I don't know about you, but the last 6 or 7 years for me, my expansion has been off the charts, almost like back to when I was a child, when I was a sponge learning everything in this lifetime. But I feel like I've almost gone back to that with the expansion that I've had that's accelerated so quickly. And sometimes it's been too much and I haven't been able to cope with it. And it's like, okay, I think I just need to integrate this now. No more information at the moment. I can't learn anything new. Delete can't. I'm in the progress and I'm not ready yet to learn anything new. And then there are other times when I go, okay, I'm ready for more now. I'm curious. I want more. I speak to myself all the time, my expanded self. I know there's lots of words that people use out there. They say higher self and all of those sorts of things. I don't think a higher self is, that feels very hierarchical to me. And it sounds like it's better than you or greater than you. For me, I know that there's something outside of myself that's me. It just feels like it's me expanded. So I actually call it my expanded self. And I talk to it all of the time because in my perspective and in my direct experience, it has a broader view. It's almost like they have a larger view not only time, space, reality of what I'm navigating. And so it's sending me my own breadcrumbs to be able to expand. Now, that might seem a bit strange, but it's actually my direct experience, and it's fascinating to play with this. I'd really love to do a show on this because there is so much that I have learned myself, particularly recently. It's always been there, but that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the topic today about expansion, because how do we do it without overwhelming ourselves? That's the key. Growth is not about pushing harder. We've often said, go big or go home, or no pain, no gain, those sorts of ridiculous sayings that we've been saying over the years. It's like, where did they come from? I don't agree with them myself. It's more about how can we hold capacity or increase our capacity, I suppose, to hold more life. Because that's what it's all about. That's what learning is all about. It's about life. And our education system has gone so far away from life, detaching from what it is to be living and alive, and all of the skills, the practical skills that we need for that. There has to be a shift and come full circle. And expansion is definitely part of this conversation. It's amazing. And for those of you who know regular, I love to start with a story. So my story today is very, very short, and it is, imagine, weightlifting at the gym. You haven't gone ever before. You go into a gym for the first time and you attempt it. You're attempting to lift weights and it feels really heavy. Your muscles are shaking, your body's working hard. You're not quite sure if you're going to be able to do it. And yet you go back again and again and again. A few days later, you might have a rest. And then a few weeks later, if you're consistent, something really remarkable happens. The weight doesn't change, but you are changing. Your capacity is increasing. So your capacity to hold more, in this case, lift more, but the analogy is still there because life works in exactly the same way, speaking from direct experience here. A challenge that once felt overwhelming can become manageable. I'm thinking about me the first time I rode, I tried to drive a car. I bunny hopped all over the place. It was hilarious. It's like I put my feet where I've got to, what am I doing with the gears, the steering wheel? I'm trying not to hit the car. It was so much to try and learn at that time. It was overwhelming. And yet today I can get into a car and drive by default somewhere, almost as if my consciousness isn't even with me. Sometimes I can go, how did I get there? Was I sleepwalking or sleep driving? It happens to me. Many times in that space. Well, not so much today because I'm more aware and conscious and in the now. I'm living in the now a lot more now. But over the years, have any of you experienced that where you don't actually remember getting somewhere? You don't remember taking that turn or driving down that street. Your body is almost doing it automatically. And that's expansion. It's manageable now, and the conversation that once was difficult can become easier, or the opportunity that once felt really intimidating can become really exciting because nothing changed about the situation. The thing that changed was yourself, or in my case, myself, which then made me feel that, it's not about the changing circumstances. Lots of people today are saying the world is changing. It's not the same. There's a lot of doom scrolling going on out there. Well, yes, to a degree, there are a lot changing. And if anything, it's just being revealed. It was always there. It's just the truth is coming out more because we have more access to the information now with technology. It's at our fingertips. We weren't always aware that was there. But perhaps the growth is about increasing our capacity to meet the circumstances. And so, big question for me that I started asking myself, because every time I come up with a topic for a show, I like to go, I love to go and sit in nature. I go and sit next to this big tree that I have. Or sometimes I go and sit on the beach and just go, okay, what needs to come through me? What conversation do I choose to have at this time that could be helpful for others to reflect on the same thing that I'm going through. And that is that many people at the moment associate growth with effort. You know, you have to push harder, you have to do more, you got to try harder, keep going, you know, get that A, improve that report card, that judgment. I feel like though, growth is less about force and it's more about adaptation. And true expansion, in my opinion, really involves helping the nervous system, you know, the body and the mind, the fascia that we've already talked about in past shows just recently. It needs to safely adjust in order for something new to expand. And so, you know, it seems to me, and this is purely my opinion, that we currently believe, particularly in Western cultures, that you know, achievement and productivity and success and performance is what growth is associated with. And I really feel like that whole you need to be productive is a programming loop that I am choosing to delete because it's not productive and it's not the way life is meant to be. Personally, I think we've been sold a bill of goods around this belief system. And I really do not want to see children, a whole nother generation, grow up with this sense, this superficial sense that you need more money, you need more fame, you need more dot, 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 whatever it happens to be, because they are enough themselves. They just have to be. Everyone here has a frequency. Everyone here has a gift, a passion, something to contribute in some way, their own way. It doesn't have to be the way that we have been sold. And I then come back to sit with nature. Nature, it offers a different perspective. You know, a seed does not force itself into becoming a tree. Grass does not grow hemorrhoids trying to grow. Well, that was probably not the best image that you want to have in your head right now, but it's true. Grass doesn't strain in order to grow. It just grows through stages, and nature has seasons and cycles and periods of rest and periods of expansion. And we have the same. So why are we forcing ourselves to get up and get in the rat race and do the same thing over and over and over because we've been programmed to believe that we need to when we could be choosing to live and learn in seasons and cycles, and that includes periods of rest and periods of expansion. It feels like common sense to me, but I'm looking around at everything in the society that I have here in Australia, and it's not built that way. And we're not machines. This is the thing. Are we meant to be working for 50 or 60 years to all of a sudden retire and then have a life? You know, who came up with this? This is crazy. And yes, I know what all the conspiracy theorists out there are thinking about. And I don't like the word conspiracy theory because they're not conspiracies. They're pretty much majority based on some sort of truth and fact. And the whole propaganda road is something that we can really dig down and go to. But that's not the conversation today. The conversation today is expansion. So let's come back to then capacity in the nervous system, because when I think about learning, you know, imagine introducing a learner to something that's completely unfamiliar. I have a lot of experience in this. I have over 3 decades of experience of doing this. And if the challenge is too great, overwhelm for that learner can occur. It's really important that they feel safe, that they have that sense, that self-efficacy sense that they can do it. And if the challenge is too small, then boredom can occur. And that's where a lot of your behavior problems come. They're often highly intelligent children that are completely bored and they're not interested in whatever it is that they're being force-fed to learn at the time. Growth happens at the edge. I really love that. Growth happens at the edge. It's just beyond what feels familiar. And it's not that far that your whole system goes into fight or flight and shuts down or freeze, but it's not so little that nothing changes. Nothing changes, nothing changes. And this is where expansion lives. And I just love this because it means holding more. Our capacity grows, our container expands. You think about, I always think about the analogy of the pouring of water into a very small cup, but eventually that cup is going to overflow, which isn't wrong, the cup's full, but at some stage you're going to need a bigger cup. There needs to be some sort of room to grow, to expand for that capacity. And then you need a larger vessel. And the same water can be held at ease. And many of our experiences work this way as well. Sometimes the opportunity is not too big. Sometimes it's just our current capacity simply has not expanded yet. That's how I see it anyway at the moment. And I love to look at ancient wisdom meeting modern science. And nature is teaching this everywhere. Trees expand through seasons. Rivers gradually carve valleys. Muscles strengthen through adaptation. Neural pathways develop through repetition, 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 which is why we have a lot of television ads. And things that are there to program us through repetition, because the brain can be manipulated in that way. We have to include the body in part of our learning. It cannot be just about the brain and the intelligence. It's certainly a part of it, but it cannot be all of it when it comes to learning. Growth rarely happens instantly, it unfolds over time. And modern neuroscience is now speaking of neuroplasticity. I remember when I first started teaching, literally last century, and we were learning about the brain, and it was like, nope, you're born with all the brain cells you're going to have, and use it or lose it because they're going to die off if you don't use it, which is actually still true. However, then all of a sudden, the neuroscience revealed that we do have neuroplasticity and it's possible to expand and grow more brain cells, and that we also have neurons in our stomach and also in our heart. So we have three essentially brains in our body. And that just blew everything out of the water because our knowledge then could expand to the possibilities. Nature, it speaks of seasons, and both of them, neuroscience and nature, it points towards adaptation and growth. And I really feel, particularly in the last 5 or 6 years, humanity, mankind has been experiencing so much accelerated growth lately. And don't even let me thread in AI into the conversation and how much that is shifting us right now. I can see the writing on the wall, the people who are choosing the transhumanism agenda, and then those are choosing to go back to the natural way. It's very interesting to watch the split in society and the choices that people are choosing to make. And everyone is free to choose their make to make their decision and to choose. I don't force my opinion on anybody, but as an observer, it's very fascinating to see this expansion accelerating in either direction. And so expansion, why this matters for learning is because children are constantly expanding their capacity. They are amazing. I am in awe and wonder. I think of children and I just think wonder of what it is that they are able to do, particularly the children that have been coming through the last couple of decades. It's just amazing, the skill sets that they have and the change of perspective and the frequency that they have. And they're learning new skills. The developing of the emotional awareness and the expansion in that, which is, of course, building that inner resilience, that inner authority. And then there's, navigating relationships. And adults are learning this too and expanding too. It's just that many adults, in my experience, assume that they already should know how to do it. But sometimes we're just not shown. We might not have had the right role models. We don't know what we don't know. Until we know better, and then we can choose to decide what is my body telling me about this expansion, and if it's feeling uncomfortable, do I shrink back and contract, or do I push through that uncomfort, push through that comfort zone into the uncomfortable zone, because that's where the growth is. Expansion is not just for children. Expansion is for all of us, anywhere you are in the world. Any situation, any age, it doesn't matter. We We all have the ability to expand. It's not something that you graduate with a certificate. Excuse me, goodness gracious. I've seen people expand and find public speaking become easier over time. Starting a new job and being really awkward at first because you're not quite sure what to do, what the processes are, what the systems are, wherever it is in the workplace. Or if you're starting your own workplace, coming up with your own systems and sorting through, it's all very new and clunky and uncomfortable while you're expanding until it becomes natural and second nature and you grow into that expansion. And this goes for when you're moving house. If you move to a new community, it's like, well, how do I navigate my way to the local markets or to the local forest because I really or trees or wherever the nature strip is because that's where I want to go bushwalking or I don't know where it is. So you're sort of navigating where it is that you want to go. All of these experiences require expansion. It is part of life. It's not something that just happens in between four walls from certain hours of a day. And so, a question for you, I invite you to reflect on. Have you ever noticed that life often presents opportunities that are slightly larger than the person that you currently believe yourself to be? Perhaps growth is not about becoming someone else. Perhaps it's about discovering the greater capacity you already have within yourself. When you think of an acorn or a seed, it has everything it needs in that seed to grow into a magnificent tree. It doesn't need anything outside of itself. It's not, I need to run down to Bunnings and get this, or I need to go to the shops and buy this. No, the seed has everything it needs inside ourselves. And I know, I don't believe this, I know that we humans, men and women, children, our offspring, have exactly the same thing. Everything we need is inside of ourselves. All aspects of ourselves, including our multidimensional self. It is magnificent to observe, but often we are so distracted in life, we don't even consider that we have everything we need inside of us. The answers that we have are inside of us. We just need to communicate with our own bodies. It will tell us, it shows us the way if we develop a relationship with ourselves rather than asking someone else for them to tell us what's going on. You can do it yourself. And so the micro practice this week, which you'll find in the article which I will publish, is about tapping into expansion or overwhelm. So thinking about something that's in your life that's currently really stretching you, it's really pushing you beyond your comfort zone and your limits. And so when you sit with your body and you breathe and you center and you become fully present, you ask yourself, well, does this feel exciting? Does it feel overwhelming? Often for me, it feels both. It can be both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And I usually put my hand on my chest. And I take three deep, slow breaths. And I ask myself, what's one small step that feels supportive today? Just one tiny step in the direction of that expansion, the direction that I choose, because I'm choosing my timeline, that I choose to go. So this is a really great activity to do because throughout history, people use spoken words or song or prayer. Mantra, or even storytelling to influence how they feel. This is something we've done for so long, and it influences how we think, it influences how we respond. And in my opinion, that's because these practices are powerful. They involve the whole physical, the whole aspect of self. You've got breath because you're centering yourself with breath. You've got voice, which essentially is vibration, which is a creational level. Vibration and frequency is everywhere. We are energy. We have movement, which is also energy. We have our attention, and our attention is our superpower. Wherever you put your attention is where things grow. Whatever you don't give attention to fades away. I'm going to actually do a whole mini series on attention because of the amount of distraction that's in the world. And I can see that there's many that have forgotten how to hold intention and attention. So watch this space. I'm developing that right now. And so attention and intention, all of these things are really important. But for this micro practice, you can stand comfortably, allow your knees to soften, and begin to sway from side to side. The body loves to move in cycles, in spirals. You could slowly twist through your torso. Don't force anything, nothing exaggerated. You could simply move in a way that feels natural. And then you can speak outside yourself, speak out aloud. So if you're feeling that it's becoming overwhelming, there's expansion, this is what you can say. I am safe to grow. I am safe to expand. I can hold more of myself. I can hold more of my gifts, my abilities. I can express myself with confidence. And I can move forward one step at a time as I am ready. And when you speak that aloud, notice what happens inside your body. Notice your breathing, your posture, any shifts or sensations you may have. The goal is not to convince yourself of anything. It's actually about experiencing safety while exploring the concept of expansion. And I do this practice. It has helped me enormously. It's very powerful. It seems so simple, but often the simple things are the things that are the ones that hold the most power. And the reason why is because when I'm speaking out aloud, I'm not saying it in my head. I'm speaking it out aloud. I need that sound, that vibration at that creational level. When you hear your own voice, something interesting happens. The body recognizes your home voice. It recognizes it as home base. Your nervous system recognizes it. It's your home signal. We are receiving information from ourselves, not something or someone outside of ourselves. We are like participating in the experience. And those most powerful messages, when we say them, we learn to embody it ourselves and we trust our own voice, our own frequency. And this is such an amazing practice. So I would definitely put that in the article for this week so that you can explore it. And I will add with it some other reflection questions and, of course, a weekly integration as well, which is certainly helpful. And so connecting this with universal law is obviously the universe, the law of evolution. Life appears to grow through adaptation, nature evolves, skills evolve, understanding, inner standing evolves. Learning itself is an evolutionary process. So expansion is not something that we force, it's something that we allow. Every tree was once a seed. Every skill was once unfamiliar. I'm thinking about me bunny hopping in the car. Every learner was once a beginner. And growth is not about becoming someone else. No. It's about expanding the capacity to be more of who you already are. There's so many possibilities to that. So I'm going to leave you with that today. Explore the expansion that you're going through this life. Try this micro practice. Share it with others. It really works. I'm very passionate about embodying learning and embodiment intelligence. It's definitely intelligence, and it's fascinating. So thank you everybody for joining me on All Learning Reimagined. Until next week, explore, experience, express, go out and live learning.
Carry the wonder with you. Carry the questions home. Every seed of understanding has a life of its own. All learning reimagined, where learning comes alive. With heart, with hope, with courage, we help the future rise. With Teresa Songbird. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, keep remembering.